WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and everyone's just buzzing with energy? It's like you can practically taste the tension in the air. Sometimes, those vibes aren't always from an exciting party. They could be coming from unresolved emotions simmering under the surface of relationships. But what if we could all navigate those tricky waters with a little more grace and understanding? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. Today, we're diving deep into this crucial skill because healthy relationships, whether it's with your partner, family, or friends, are built on a foundation of empathy, self-awareness, and communication. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of responding? You know that feeling when words come out before you even think them through? Yeah, I've been there. It happens to the best of us. But emotional intelligence can help us break free from those impulsive patterns and build stronger connections based on conscious choices. Think of it as your inner GPS for navigating the complex world of emotions. Now, let's get down to the 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence game. First up, self-awareness is the absolute foundation. It's about tuning into your own feelings and recognizing how they influence your thoughts and actions. It's like having an internal weather report for your emotions, knowing when you're feeling sunny, stormy, or somewhere in between. Pay attention to those physical sensations too. A clenched jaw, a racing heart. These are your body's way of communicating what's going on inside. Second, empathy is key. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and genuinely trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone has their own unique story, their own experiences that shape their emotions. Practice active listening. Really focus on what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Third, communication is essential. It's not just about expressing your thoughts, but also about truly hearing and understanding the other person. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming or accusing others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," when. This shifts the focus from attacking to collaborating. Fourth, manage your emotions. Nobody's perfect. We all have those moments when our emotions get the best of us. But emotional intelligence is about recognizing those triggers and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Take deep breaths, practice mindfulness, or even take a break if needed. Remember, taking care of your own emotional well-being allows you to show up more fully in your relationships. Finally, build resilience. Life throws curveballs. That's a given. Emotional intelligence helps us bounce back from challenges and navigate difficult situations with grace. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth. Learn from them, adapt, and keep moving forward. Let's dive into a real-world example to bring this all to life. Imagine you're at dinner with your significant other, and they mention something that triggers a negative emotion in you. Maybe it's about a past conflict or a personal insecurity. Instead of letting those feelings take over and lashing out, what if you took a moment to pause? You could say something like, "I hear what you're saying, and I feel a little triggered right now because," followed by explaining your feelings honestly but calmly. This shows self-awareness and opens the door for a more productive conversation. So, here's the takeaway. Emotional intelligence isn't about becoming a mind reader or suppressing your emotions. It's about cultivating awareness, empathy, and healthy communication skills to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. It's a continuous journey, but every step you take towards mastering these skills will enrich your life immeasurably. Ready to put these insights into action? Take a moment today to reflect on your own emotional patterns. What triggers you most often? How can you practice active listening in your interactions with others? And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from this wisdom. Until next time, remember to keep striving for that stoic calm amidst the chaos. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep connecting with those around you with genuine understanding and compassion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.